Hey, Wasatch High School, welcome to Payson, Utah for the NEBO Tournament of Bands on September 17th, 2022. My name's John Turner. I'm from Mason, Ohio. I'll be evaluating you in visual general effect. You are ready to go. You're just waiting for your pit to finish setting up, and then you're going to reveal to us what your message is for 2022. I wish you the best of luck in your performance. I hope it's the best one so far. Everybody has a great run. I'll be back when you're ready to start. All right, we're ready to go. I'm really interested in these flats. I'm not sure I understand them yet. So that's a little bit of intrigue here. Really cool how you filled out the stage. Remember that the pit is has an upper dimension to it, okay, a third dimension, and consider that with placement of things like snares, especially when you're going to take them into the lower plane. Seeking. Looking, something's in the air. Yeah, it's a solid idea. I see how you're trying to accelerate that into motion. Be a little more steady about how that intensity rises and rises. You've got the idea, but like all the performers in the backstage all came up at once. So you got the idea to a certain point, and then you just sort of abandoned it, or maybe they did, right, and you didn't finish it out. That tapering idea to taper in works really well with your concept and with the fly, let's go fly a kite theme. Yeah. Strong sense of identity to the form as you developed in, and great placement of color guard here. Could use a little better sense of control from the color guard through the phrase. We're sweeping that flag through space, but we have checkpoints we need to get to, and we need to get to them at the same time for the visual musicality that you've written to come out. Okay. Yeah, I think musically the end of the phrase there was very strong. Visually, I didn't feel as strong at that end of that opening production, your introduction. Okay, cool. Here, how we spread out that brass ensemble and take the woodwinds over behind the soloist. That form linkage there works well from a form development and coordination perspective. Great staging for color guard here. Guard has to be more deliberate and more controlled with their free arms through the end of the. Through the end of the phrase, that same thing I said before, right? It affects the visual musicality. Yeah, strong development through time here. I'm not sure that the side two part of this form works well with side one. Maybe the woodwinds skipped the set, but we didn't get down to a single line and then out to the double lines on side two, so something amiss there. That didn't really seem balanced. You didn't go to complete symmetry there, and I don't know why yet. It didn't give me a reason why. Okay, yeah. Yeah, some performers in the winds really kind of losing track of where they are on the phrase here takes away from their sense of confidence that they had early. So we really need to maintain that all the way through the production.
Maintain the breath, the sound, all the way through those drum beats. Okay? The sound doesn't always stay strong and vibrant in the more demanding drum beats.
Okay, restage, reset, open up a large stage area here and fill it with color guard. Yeah, let's see if we can't bridge between one and two and not have that open gap there of silence where everybody's just, I'm staring at the color guard, they're staring at me. Okay. Yeah, new tempo idea here, new meter for the winds. Appreciate the textural change musically. That filtering through the color guard kind of goes with that, gives it a sense of velocity that it doesn't have inherently. Yeah, color guard a little lost in terms of where they were in that phrase. Again, takes away from that visual musicality and interpretation. Yeah, strong sense of development of intensity there as you elongate that brass form and then make it a holistic form with the color guard behind them. Good. Really appreciate how you change your stage frequently and in a variety of methods. Okay. Yeah, strong development into the end here as you push all the way forward to the end of the production. I just didn't feel like all the wind performers were participating there, and so I lacked a sense of intensity that I think it is written in there.
Watch our pitch. Tubas and trombone.
So from a performance perspective, right, the design I think is going to work there, but from a performance perspective, we've got to finish the opener with the same level of intensity that the visual design does. And all of us need to do that together. Okay. Yeah, long moment here because we don't have anything going on visually. Okay, back to the main title here. Long flowing form. Expanding color guard stage. Good sense of variety in how you're using this compact stage. And doing so very well from a design perspective, let's be a little bit more aware of where our upper bodies need to be so that our sound focus stays to the front. I think that'll help you visually be stronger looking, as well as it's going to make you sound better as well, just right off the top. Yeah, again, color guard with no work here leaves us wanting in terms of visual interpretation through much of this production. We don't have any sense of punctuation or interpretation here in this section, for example. Yeah, okay. Another long pause there. Let's just be careful where those gaps are that we don't lose our sense of continuity from a performer's perspective and from a storyline perspective. Interesting staging here for the low brass, the very extreme backstage.
It could also be one of those spots where one of those instruments takes the lead and the others maybe disharmony.
Okay, obviously we're not done here. Okay, so let's talk through what you have, okay? What you have is a really cool introduction that you need to finish the idea throughout the wind ensemble. You got to go back and detail that again and make it one continuous thought, not a thought, and then just jump now to marching and drill, okay? Finish that thought. Watch how precise, work on confidence primarily with color guard, that they know what to do when, so that they seem more, this that they're together more, but that they're more interpretive of what's going on musically. Your staging variety is a strength for you, but sometimes you lack the intensity musically that you're presenting visually, so there's a mismatch there. And we talked about that. The low brass solo, I can't remember if it was trombone or baritone, but your solo on side one, that's a great opportunity for color guard interpretation and to include the winds from a movement perspective that we haven't taken advantage of yet. Hopefully that's something you're thinking about at least or considering because that is an opportunity for you. I really would like to know what those sets are about, those set pieces are about, but I'm not going to find out today. Thanks for your performance today, ladies and gentlemen. Wish you the best of luck. Hope my tape commentary is helpful.